Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. As you know, every Monday I do Murdered and Missing Monday, I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility. If one sister goes missing, it's all of our responsibility. And that is my mantra. I say it every week. I truly, truly believe it. That it's all of our responsibility. Things have never, should have never gotten where they've gotten now. And I think about that a lot. And I really feel that with my listeners and the community, that it's really all of our responsibility. Information for today's podcast comes from dps.nm.gov, gallupsun.com, charlieproject.org. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. And I say that because there may be a family member listening who hears their loved one's name. And, you know, it might cause some anxiety in them. I don't want to do that. Tiffany Reed. I've spoken about Tiffany before. She's been missing since 5/17/2004 from Shiprock, New Mexico. Endangered runaway, female, Native American, 12/2/87. That would make her, I believe, 36 now, but she was 16 years old, 115 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Her nickname was Casey. She has a cigarette burn scar on the side of her upper arm and a scar under her right eye. She usually wears her hair up in braids or with a ponytail or with ponytail pieces. She is of Navajo Indian descent. Tiffany was last seen on her way to classes at Shiprock Northwest High School in Shiprock, New Mexico at 8:20 a.m. on May 17, 2004. She never arrived in school and has never been heard from again. She was carrying a black backpack and a purse with her nickname Casey printed on it when she was last seen. Her mother did not report her missing for a week, as she had run away before and always had come back on her own. She often didn't come directly home from school. She would keep in touch with her loved ones by phone. Tiffany is believed to have left on her own accord after her disappearance. Her makeup bag was found at a well-known party area at the base of the Carrizozo Mountains near Sweetwater, Arizona. Numerous items of clothing were also found in the area, but the clothes could not be identified as Tiffany's. She may still be in the Shiprock or Sweetwater areas. She may be in Arizona or Mexico. Her mother died in 2019, but her older sister and cousin are still looking for her. Her case remains unsolved. If you have any information on Tiffany's whereabouts or what happened to her, or if you know where she is, please call the Shiprock Police Department at 505-368-1350 or your local law enforcement or 911. Dion Thomas is the next young woman. Gallup Police Department is seeking information in the public regarding the possible homicide on April 25th. GPD was called to Gallup Indian Medical Center for a possible rape. Once they arrived, there were more questions than answers on how a 39-year-old woman had died. The cause of death, according to GPD, they're actively investigating the homicide. I'm not really sure what the cause of death was. According to the police department filed, she was at Colonial Motel on West Cole Avenue to help Thomas, who was bleeding from the forehead. Ray N. I cannot say this name. Garenza. It's G-A-R-A-N-E-Z. And I do apologize for not saying the name correctly. We're at the hospital when officers arrived. According to the two men, Ray Garenza and Thomas had all gone to Fire Rock Casino around noon that day. Returning to the motel around 1, the two men said that they later went back to the casino without Thomas around 3 to 4. Ray stayed at the room while Garenza went to Walmart. He did admit to officers that he had been drinking. Garenza told officers that when he got back to the room around 5 p.m., Ray opened the door for him and said that Thomas was sleeping. He also said he went to sleep. When he woke up about 30 minutes later, Thomas was still sleeping. He said that the two men tried to wake her, but she was responsive as far as pulling her finger away when they squeezed it. There was blood on her forehead and blood in her left eye, and she would not wake up. EMTs Josh Bond and Kyle Leslie told officers that the room looked suspicious, as if someone had tried to put her clothes back on, saying that some of her undergarments were not on her correctly. And it appeared as if they tried to clean her up, like, you know. I guess they're asking for the public's health in gaining information in this investigation. Anyone with information as to what happened at Colonial Motel or Fire Rock Casino in the early morning hours is asked to call 505-863-9365. Anonymous information can be called at Crime Stoppers, 505-722-6161. Now, it sounds to me that this article is probably a little old. I am not sure if they ever found out what happened. I did try to look that up, but I found no information on it. I found no information on her or what happened. The whole thing seems to be, it just seems to be a big mystery that never got solved. Like, the puzzle pieces are there, but some are missing. And that's what I equate a lot of these cases to, because you have a whole puzzle, but if you can't find the missing pieces, it's not going to be whole. And I think that's what's going on here with Dion. I think that these two men, obviously, I want to say, caused her death, but they were trying to cover it up. And maybe they just do not have enough information to charge these men with that. But that's what it seems like to me. And that's my own personal opinion. Taisha Uslu. I do apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's Y-U-S-E-L-E-W. The following information is of a missing endangered runaway from the Gallup Police Department. The Gallup Police Department is asking assistance public assistance in locating Taisha, 14 of Gallup. She is 5'6" tall, weighing 100 pounds, with short black hair or green with green or orange and red color highlights. Now, she was last seen at 1904 Mossman Avenue in Gallup on September 8th around 2 a.m. She was last seen wearing khaki pants and a black shirt with a design on it. She had black high-top shoes with yellow laces. She also has a yellow bracelet on her left arm and scars along her wrists. If you have any information on her whereabouts or you know where Taisha is, please call the Gallup Police Department at 505-726-5466 or dial 911. The thing about this is she is 14. And I couldn't find any other information that she was found already. So she is found and anybody knows, please let me know so I can do a correction. But I didn't find anywhere that she was found. I want to thank you for joining me on Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. I really appreciate you joining me every week and every Monday. And I just want to let all of you know that I will be starting from the top of the list soon. And I'm going to go back through the list again, which it just feels like there's hundreds of names on it. But I'm going to go through every week the list again. And the reason for that is these people need their name out there. You cannot stop. Once you finish the list, you can't go, okay, well, I'm done. It's never ending until we find these people and we bring everyone home. So if there is a case that you have heard before that I talk about, that is why I'll be talking about it again. Because these people need to be... their voice isn't out there right now, so I want to be that voice. So that's why I wanted to let you know that that will be happening in the near future. I really appreciate you joining me every week and every Monday for Murdered and Missing Monday. I hope that you all have a wonderful week, and I'll see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.